morning. This is a true story. A group of monks, I wonder what the collective noun for a group of monks is. Anyway, they were having a day out at the seaside. They were happily swimming in the sea when one of the monks got into difficulties. He was starting to drown and called out for help. One of the brothers was a particularly good swimmer, so the other monks called to him to do something, quickly, to help his brother monk. To everyone's surprise and dismay, he didn't stir. It was as if he could not hear their cries and did not see his colleague's predicament. Then, just as the man seemed to be going under for the last time, the monk swam over and rescued his bedraggled brother monk. All the others felt strong but mixed emotions. They were obviously very grateful to him for rescuing the drowning soul, but they couldn't help nagging their friend for taking so long about it. However, he explained that when a person is drowning, they panic and lash out, violently thrashing and splashing. And if you try to rescue them too quickly, the chances are that you get punched and kicked, and you both drown. It's like trying to hug a porcupine. On the other hand, if you wait too long, the person will drown. You have to time it just right. And that's the moment when the drowning person has just about given up the ghost and is about to sink and drown. What a parable of God's salvation in our own lives. We get into predicaments, we cry out for help, God seems not to hear, he doesn't seem to be doing anything about it, and we give up. Then he sweeps us up in his arms in the nick of time, not a moment too soon, but not late either. Even God has to wait till we have exhausted our self-help strategies and in our helplessness become ripe for his grace.